I lived here since I was, when I was born. I came right down when I was, and I grew up here summers for years, and now I've retired. I used to live across the street, and we sold that, and we moved. My brother and I bought, my mother bought this first, and my brother and I bought it from her, because she was sick, and she couldn't handle it, and we loved it so much that here that we did it, but we do work. We work on it like all the time.
You were telling me how you love it here.
Yes, and we really do. We love it here, and we're thinking of retiring here, but we haven't sold the home yet because we're thinking. My brother kept saying I would have come right away, but he's saying, "Oh, that water's awful close. I don't know if that would be a good idea." And a good thing I listened to him because, but we were really thinking about it because we're both retirement age, and we love it. It's an easier life. It's just a more peaceful life, I guess, here. It's hectic during the summer, but in the fall it gets peaceful and nice. And, you know, you go back to nature in the fall. And we just love it here. And it now, even to rebuild this, you know, we're a retired age. By the time you even rebuild it, I think it'll probably be a couple years. And that's years gone by you. And it's kind of sad. It's a... You know, I was looking forward to just my little deck out there, and I'd sit out there, and it was so peaceful, and I'd read my book, and I'd look at the out at the water. You couldn't really see over the boardwalk very much, but you could see the water, but you couldn't see the beach. And it was just so nice. Just sit, get a nice ocean breeze all the time. And, it was good days. That's what my brother and I keep saying to each other. We have to remember all the good times that we had, and this is just... Get through this. I don't know what it's going to be though. I don't have any stairs to get into my house anymore, so we have to go up a 30-foot ladder to get just into the doors. No. But we're trying to board it up so it doesn't do more damage. But it's hard to get workmen, and the weather's been against us. You're only allowed in every 2 days and then one day off now. Originally it was like once a week, and it's just. It's raining, it's snowing, so you can't come down a lot. I live here like 9 months of the year, and I was going to retire here. But, so fortunately I still had my house at home, up north. And, I don't know, I just guess, I had good hopes, but it gets more distressful every day. I'm starting to lose, because if you can't get somebody up in the peaks to... fix the vents, the water comes in. My upstairs was pretty good, but now the ceilings are getting wet and it smells like mold up there. We had no mold before. And it just, you know, we're looking, there's more cement things coming out. I don't know if it's the wind, because there's been a lot of windstorms. And it's hard work. Well, yeah, I have 5 insurance policies, but they're only telling me some shingles on the roof will be covered because that's wind, and nothing else. And my whole house is totally damaged. A house crashed into the house that caused the damage, not really the water, but they're saying, well, the water took the house. Everybody around here is having the same problem, and it almost looks like there was a tornado here or something, because there's houses going this direction. Yeah. Most of the houses go this direction.
And
you don't get covered with insurance. Just tired. And, that's what's frustrating. You know, I expect to do it myself. I know I took the risk being out here and everything. But 5 insurance policies, and, I mean, I need everything. The sewer lines are gone. The water is gone. The gas is gone. The electric is gone.
And you're out here with a sledgehammer in your own hand.
Yeah.
Trying to break up the...
Yes. Sidewalk. I mean, the walls, we took down plaster to make sure that they could see what the cement block looked underneath. And it looks pretty good. There's spots. I don't know. I mean, you need an expert to tell you that.